Years ago, while interviewed by AARP, the reporter asked me, what do you say to those family members who don't realize they are caregivers? Well, the question struck me as funny, so I lapsed into my best Jeff Foxworthy impression. If you have a professional carpet cleaner on retainer, you might be a caregiver. Well, the reporter started laughing. They said, you should do a bunch of those with Jeff. Well, Jeff and I have been friends for a while. I called him up and asked what he thought. He said, sure, write them up. Write some jokes up. We'll do it. I said, no, these aren't jokes. This is my life. And so we got together, we did this, and the You Might Be a Caregiver spot we did for AARP. It was a PSA we did during National Caregiver Awareness Month. It was a great success, and here are a few highlights. If you've ever hooked up your wife's wheelchair to your dog just to see if it would work, you might be a caregiver. By the way, I've actually done that. I have footage. If anyone's ever seriously asked you, baby, have you seen my left leg? You probably are a caregiver. Jeff did that one to me. It just tore me up. If at the grocery store, you're the one asking for a price check on suppositories, you're probably a caregiver. If you can change a dressing while cooking a turkey with dressing, you're probably a caregiver. And what if, I can't believe I said this. I said, if a hospital bed has never hampered your love life, Jeff looked over at me and said, really? I said, dude, she's had 80 surgeries over 30 years. We've spent a lot of time in the hospitals. And he said, well, there's no use wasting a semi-private room. This is supposed to be a minute for these Your Caregiver Minutes, but those things that Jeff and I did, we had a whole bunch of them. They still keep coming, and they just make me crack up. So thank you for your indulgence. On a good day, caregiving can be a challenge. Keeping a sense of humor remains critical to staying healthy, and healthy caregivers make better caregivers.
This has been Your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.